fought during the Cuban Revolutionary War. And I don't know if they have some others that I haven't been aware of, that I'm not aware of, to be honest with you.
No parks or anything?
Oh, parks, yeah. Now, there's McFarland Park. There's Lowry Park. Now, Lowry Park is nice. They have rides and everything. You know, the entertainment is nice for the kids. They have game rooms, you know, for the kids, and it's beautiful. And then they have Lowry Park, which I mentioned earlier. They have swings and a baseball diamond, you know, swimming pool. You know, the typical kind of park they have. And there's another one. And I can see it just plain as day now. Ask me something else, I'll come back to that one. Oh. That's a delayed reaction.
Okay, where is it, you know, if you fly home from, say, New York or something, where would you plane there?
Oh, the International Airport.
Okay. And then that road that I took getting here to 75, what would you call that?
That's the expressway.
Okay, if you were on the express road, where might you stop? Say just to, they would have, along the expressway, they have a picnic area or say toilets or a service station or something like that.
You mean within the city limit?
Or on the expressway itself.
Okay, like if you're going out towards 75, going towards Tallahassee, that would be that away? That'd be north in your direction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be
like going to Ocala area, there's rest stops there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But any place that, would you call it a rest stop if it had a service station there or something like that?
No, the definition of a rest stop where you can get out, stretch your legs, go use a bathroom, get you know, some water, what have you. But further on up, you know, you can determine yourself from your, what, gas meter, how low, how much gas you need or whatever the case may be. You know, how long are you going to trust driving, you know, halfway E.
Yeah.
And then you can get off and, you know, get gas. And there's always a place where you can always stop and get gas.
Okay.
I think it's about every 15 or 25 miles, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. There's always, you know, somewhere to see.
Okay.
No problem.
What is it that's, what would you call the lines that go down the road that separate the traffic, you know, lane of traffic?
What do they call those lines?
Yeah, you ever heard anybody call it anything, or would you already call them something like lane markers or lane dividers? Or
I've always referred to them as lane dividers,
mm-hmm.
And I've always heard of them spoken of as lane dividers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if if there was like grass between, say, like on a highway, there's a grass area between the two, you know, the two lanes of traffic. Would you call that lane divider too, or would that be something else?
That would be considered as the medium.
Okay.
The medium. Something
okay.
Like that.
Okay. If you were, say, on the highway or something, wanted to get off, how would you get off the highway?
Without going on the median?
Yeah, I mean, what would you call the
exit.
Okay. Would you call it an exit ramp or